In his statement today, President Bush promised justice for Saddam Hussein, but left open the question of exactly how and where that justice would be done. Today, a senior administration official tells NPR that U.S. policy has been for Iraqis to put Saddam on trial inside Iraq. Saddam is considered likely to face a war crimes tribunal made up of Iraqi judges. The Iraqi Governing Council decided to set up such a tribunal just days ago. But U.S., Iraqi, and other officials are still debating the rules and the possible crimes under which Saddam would be tried. Joining us now is Judge Patricia Wald. From 1999 to 2001, she sat on the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, and we're hoping she can provide us some insight on this situation. She's now a fellow at the Yale Law School and chair of the Open Society Institute's Criminal Justice Initiative. Judge Wald, let me start with this question. In a situation like this, where there is not already an established legal system to handle a person like Saddam Hussein, how do you make any criminal proceeding legal? How do you make it legitimate?
Well, the normal route would be to have the authority, and in this case, I gather they believe it will be the provisional government, whether it's the Iraqi Council or whatever authority there is, usually has to establish a charter or pass a kind of governing statute for the tribunal, which says this tribunal shall have jurisdiction over, and then sets out the kind of crimes that they want it to have jurisdiction over, and some minimum rules of practice for the tribunal, and how the judges are going to be appointed, and how the prosecutor is going to be appointed, and what the rights of the accused are. It can be done quickly, but it has to be fairly comprehensive if it's going to be looked at with legitimacy by the rest of the world.
And this is a dictator who made the laws in Iraq for the last 20-plus years.
Right. I think there is some thinking that in order to find governing Iraqi law that people will have confidence in, they may have to go back several decades. In other words, if there were laws that appear to be fair laws on the books, it may be that they're applicable. But there is several basic questions that have to come to the forefront. One is, what law will they apply? Will they try Saddam Hussein under Iraqi law for crimes that were considered part of the Iraqi criminal law, or will they try him for international crimes, which is quite a different thing, crimes against war, crimes against humanity, genocide, etc.?
And some Iraqis are suggesting they're prepared to try Saddam Hussein themselves, but is there a case to be made for an international trial here, an international tribunal?
Yeah, there's certainly a case to be made. I'm not suggesting that a national court couldn't legitimately, of course it can, try one of its own nationals for crimes under national law, but for such a big figure, historic figure, who I assume will be accused of big crimes, there is something to be said for some international presence, either in the way of having a couple of international jurists, even if they're not the majority, from neighboring Mideastern countries, as some have suggested, or even from a larger part of the world, so that if convictions do ensue, the world looks and says this was a record made by people who were outside the country and didn't have any ox to gore. That's the case usually made for having an international tribunal. The other thing, which I think is terribly important, whether it's national or international, is that the trial be public and accessible to the rest of the world.
In your view, how important is it that Saddam Hussein, if he is put on trial, receive some kind of due process?
I think it's terribly important. Justice Jackson, who was the prosecutor at Nuremberg, made that point very forcibly. He said, I'm not so worried about what international law applies, etc. He said there is only one thing that for history, for this to be really a record of the terrible crimes, if he did commit them, then the procedures have to be fair, or history will, later on, 20, 30 years from now, some revisionist history will dismiss it all as a railroading or a sham. And heaven knows it looks as though his crimes are sufficient, so that you want them to be accurately represented on the record, and that means having a fair trial.
Judge Patricia Wald formerly sat on the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. And Judge Wald, thanks very much for your time and your insight.
Sure.